Investing involves risks, including the risk of loss of your investment. Please consult with a financial professional before investing. Securities offered through Liberty Group, member FINRA, SIPC.
Good morning.
Razzle dazzle!
The following program is being paid for by Liberty Group, LLC. And the views and opinions of the host do not necessarily reflect those of this station or its ownership. Oh, here he comes.
1, 2, 3, 4! Boom, shakalaka, boom, shakalaka, boom, shakalaka, boom!
This is Protect Your Assets with your host, as featured in Forbes magazine, David Hollander, President and CEO of the Liberty Group, LLC. Now, broadcasting live from the Protect Your Assets studios in downtown Oakland, here's David Hollander.
Hoo-ah!
Good morning. Good morning, listeners, and welcome to Protect Your Assets. I am David Hollander, your host, and I'll be your drill sergeant today, soldier. It's so great to be here with you this morning. Happy 2018. Boy, do I have a great show planned for you today. This is a historic time for those of you just joining us for the first time. Welcome. People around here call me the Sandman because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions every single week. That's because I'm a financial advisor and a licensed attorney. We're live in our studio right here in downtown Oakland, California. So if you have a question, maybe something came up over the holidays, you just wanted some help, or maybe you just want somebody with experience, call this number right now, 888-588-5818. Again, operator standing by right now, 888-588-5818. Or you can always tweet me a question 24 hours a day at PYA Radio. Again, that's at PYA Radio, anytime you like. We are living in a new era. This past year has been tremendous for the market. It's run up to historic levels once again, with very little volatility. And the new tax laws, yours truly predicted, passed, and is now the law of the land. And this is quite possibly the biggest changes to your taxes, which are connected to your investments, that we've seen in the last 30 years. So is it the end? Is there more to come? Let me ask you a question. Are you prepared? Well, if you're not, I've got a special song for you today, because today is all about boot camp.
Razzle, dazzle, 1, 2, 3, 4.
We're going to go to boot camp today, and we're going to get prepared on how you can take care of yourself for, say, the next 20, 30, even 40 years if you retire. What about if a loved one got sick, like your mother-in-law? What are you going to do then? A fairly extensive research study recently concluded that the vast majority of people are not prepared for retirement. That's right. You're not prepared for retirement. And the statistics are alarming. They're downright shocking. So here's a big reason why. You have to understand that this is a new time, a new era. Retiring today is so much different than it was for my mom, my dad, their mom and dad. It's changed forever. Not by a little bit either. It's changed dramatically. It's so clear right now that people are living longer, they're healthier, and they need to plan for paying for this all this time. Moreover, they got to take care of themselves physically. So a very good question that you need to get a hold of is, how do you generate income off all your assets when the paychecks stop coming? Or what about if you set up an income plan and the market then drops 10, 15, 20%? Then what? How does that affect your portfolio? And as a nation, we've moved away from traditional company-sponsored pension plans to becoming solely responsible for our own retirement. In other words, the government and your company aren't going to help you figure this out. I've had an amazing experience this past week with a client who was down in Silicon Valley, and he told me the following. He said, you know what? We went public not too long ago, and we went public. Here's what happened. We had a lot of major banks that were a part of our employee stock plan, and so they offered to come in and help people who were getting this big chunk of money, becoming millionaires overnight, so to speak, young 20, 30-year-olds. And what they said is just come on in, and they put them in a bunch of room, put a bunch of guys in there and just said, have fun. Have fun? You kidding me? You're on your own, my friend. It's just that simple. So you're going to have to figure this out. It's just that simple. So today, here's what we're going to do. Right here, right now, we're going to kick off this boot camp on Protect Your Assets. We're going to go through a 60-minute retirement boot camp, walk you through the five simple steps you need to take right now to ensure your plans of getting your financial house in order for 2018 are on the right track.
Hoo-ah!
We're going to walk and talk about some practical strategies that I only share with our clients, like how can you generate as much as $100,000 or more in additional lifetime income, or how do you protect your assets from the ravages of healthcare? It's going to cost you and your family at some point. It's a brand new year, so take a big gulp of that Starbucks, get your notes open on your iPad, and get ready to become clear on your mission, soldier. This is going to be a great show, so keep it right here. Now, let's get started. It's been another fascinating week on Wall Street. So, Dow Jones, 25,000. Can you believe this? So, I heard President Trump talk yesterday. He's saying Dow, 30,000. Well, I have a little bit lower prediction than that. But anyway, we crossed the $25,000 mark on Thursday. Dow crossed 25,000 on Thursday, and NASDAQ was over 7,000. What really drove the Dow to get to this level? What's been the contributing factor? I mean, if you think about it, the Dow just a year ago, in fact, almost a year ago, it was January 17th, the Dow was at 20,000. So what's happened? What's moved it so much this past year? Well, Boeing, 900 points alone just from Boeing. Caterpillar, 407 points. 3M, 406 points. Home Depot, 355 of those points. It's major. It's concentrated. NASDAQ for the week was up 3.4% this week. The Dow again this week was up 2.3%, and the S&P 500 up 2.6%. What's going on here? Many markets around the world are up. Globally, China's GDP, Reuters said this week, 6.5% for 2018. Japan, market closed at a 26-year high. Europe's up over 2% so far. Crude, over $60 a barrel. Now, we all know about the snow bomb, and we can talk about the earthquake out here west. I mean, maybe that's something to do with oil price, but I don't know. Anyway, it's over $60 a barrel, and that's good for some stocks and the economy overall. And then you had the jobs report. People are back to work. Private payroll jobs report. This came out Thursday from ADP. It was better than expected. 250,000 jobs is what they said. And then the Fed, the Labor Department, came out Friday, yesterday, and they said the actual jobs report was 148. Now, why this jobs report was so important was everybody was looking for a bigger number, 190. And when jobs are so hot, the Fed gets a little nervous, and that's when they start to raise rates, and that can slow down a stock market. But here's what's going on. We're kind of in a perfect environment right now. I call this the Goldilocks world, or Trumponomics, if you want to call it. It's what's going on right now. This is happening. This is real. And this is a great time to be in the market and be invested. But you got to be smart about it. And here's what's going on. So the 148,000 number job report was lower than expectations, and this is good because this is going to keep the Fed possibly off the trigger. They said they're going to raise three times this year, but it doesn't look like it's going to be anything immediate. That's why that was very good. The jobless rate stands at 4.1%, very low. So if we look back over 2017, 2 million jobs created. Economy looks very strong. Wages, the wage report showed it was about 2.5% for the year, but that's not strong enough to show inflation or concerns. That's another good number. There's still a great workers shortage when it comes to jobs and manufacturing in Indiana and construction jobs nationally. They're up 35% in 2017. It was $1.26 trillion were spent on construction last year. That's huge. So what are the things you got to look out for? What kills a bull market? Two things. Recession. A recession kills a bull market, or the Fed raising rates higher than everybody expects. Those two things can kill a market. Recession, let's address that first off. I don't think it's likely. I don't see it happening in the next 6 to 12 months. Why? This tax cut was huge. Keep talking about them and keep talking about it some more. You're going to have to get yourself reallocated in your portfolio to take advantage of this tax cut. Now, I can't get into that today. I don't have enough time. So you got to tune in next week when we're going to get into the taxes and how they affect your investments, because today I'm going to help you build the foundation, which will help you realize that next step of the plan. Does that make sense? I hope it does. Anyway, that tax cut is hugely stimulative to this economy, and it's going to drive certain areas. And we'll talk about that here in a second. So it's a perfect market in my mind right now. Second, Fed rate hikes. Well, Powell's leading the ship right now, and that guy's pretty transparent. So I'll just tell you right now, if they do 3 times this year, possible. But I don't think they're going to do anything crazy or out of hand. And so we've got a good person running the ship there. So economically, I don't know about the guy personally, but I'm just saying economically, okay? Anyway, so I'm seeing better results. I'm seeing corrections not likely. Even if we had a 10 or 15% correction, that's healthy. And if that happened here in the first 2 quarters, which everyone's saying, you know what? That's healthy, but it's not going to derail this market. It's just that simple. So that's how I see it. And I think that things are going to continue to get better. Now, what happened this week in the market? That's worth taking a note of. There was a seismic shift when it came to cannabis or marijuana. And I want to point that out because that is somewhat important. It's an investment class. It's something that has been legalized here in the state. And it's going to bring $6 billion in revenue supposedly to this state. And that's important. That's substantial. Many stocks, you may have heard this, many stocks rallied strong on Tuesday as all the, I don't know what they're called, them, where they dispense, you know, the stuff if you have a prescription. Anyway, a lot of those stores were now selling it to people who are over 21 because it was legal. And there were lines down the street. I don't know if you saw the newspaper and also the TV at night on the news. They had people in line talking about it. There was even, I thought this was funny. There was this gal from Walnut Creek who was like 77 years old. She's like, yeah, I did it back in the 60s and I'm here again. I'm going to try it out some more. Why not? So I thought it was kind of funny. Anyway, it's a huge industry. It's a lot of money. And I just want you to be aware of the fact that Attorney General Sessions came out on Wednesday. You call him a buzz killer, if you will. But he came out Wednesday and he said that they're going to start enforcing more of these federal laws, giving U.S. attorneys the green light on that. I don't know what that means. But companies like Aurora in Canada said, well, that's great. We'll benefit from this because we're going to make more money off of that because they're going to come up here. So I don't know. Anyway, just get aware of it. There's indexes out there. There's things you can take a look at. But here's where I want you to consider your portfolio for this year. Take a look at Europe. Take a look at emerging markets. I'm going to tell you right now, I think the Dow is going to do 28,700 this year. I'm going to say it right now, 28,700 on the Dow. Where should you be thinking about value? This is going to be the year of active management. Passive management, guys, did real well for you. But this year, I think you need an active manager. You're going to have to seek out value. I see big value in energy, financials, and also I like healthcare a little bit too. So that's just me. When we come back, we're going to get into building the foundation for your retirement. I know you've talked about it. It's a New Year's resolution. You want to get your house in order. Well, I'm going to help you do it. We'll be right back. You're listening to Protect Your Assets Show with the Sandman. I'll be right back.
Sometimes you just have to tell it like it is. Stay tuned for more of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. The Sandman.
We're Americans with a capital A, huh? You know what that means? Do you? That means that our forefathers were kicked out of every decent country in the world.
How long has this been going on? How long?
Welcome back. You're listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. Retiring successfully is the result of proper preparation, and no one prepares you more for retirement than the Sandman and his team. This show is dedicated to helping people with proven strategies and advice on how to achieve your retirement goals. Call the Liberty Group right now at 888-588-5818 to set up your personal appointment. Operators are standing by. Now, here's your host, David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. Are you ready to make some big changes in 2018? Well, I hope so. I pulled together our top ideas to help you get on the right financial track as you ring in this new year. You got to ask yourself, how long has this been going on? I need to make a change. So let's do it. Let's make this change. It's 2018. You're in the boot camp this morning. I'm here to help you get things going. Because we know it's tough when you want to make a change, but let's do this.
Hoo-ah!
All right. The new year is a great time to evaluate your behavior and implement some new ideas to improve your situation. And I believe in goal setting. It's super important. But there's also one small step that if you don't get it right each and every time, you're never going to lift off the ground. And that step is somewhat simple, but also tough to get started. It's to have a written financial plan. And what does that mean and how do you do it? So let me help you first. First of all, I say written because it's a good idea to have something in writing to get you started because it forces you to sit down and stop. It's one thing I'm going to teach you how to do is slow down. You're going too fast. Take a deep breath right now. Do it with me. Breathe in through your nose. Exhale out your mouth. Doesn't that feel good? We can just do this together. So write something down. Put a piece of paper in front of you. If you need some help, you can call me and I'll send you our 2-page questionnaire that helps you get focused. If you need that, happy to do it. But anyways, I highly recommend you write these things down. What should your plan look like? Here's some basic rules to think about. First of all, this has to be a living document or a living program if you do it online. It needs to change. It needs to change regularly. You should be looking at it, you know, at least twice a year. But now's a great time to start it. Next, it's got to be detailed, but also it has to be simple enough that you can actually understand it and you can follow it. Again, I met with a very successful person this week who has a lot of money, and he doesn't have a budget because he doesn't feel like he needs it. But, you know, come on. You pay someone like me to do it. But anyway, it helps. It does help. All right, anyway, it should define how much risk you want to take. I cannot believe this. So many people right now have no idea what kind of risk they're taking. We're going to talk about this in a minute, why it's so important. But you have to get a handle on how much can you tolerate to lose. Not how it feels great to make money. I mean, come on, let's be real. And right now it seems like everybody's done pretty well. But the fact of the matter is, it's going to change. It's going to change and it's going to drop at some point. It's going to go down. And then how are you going to feel when you lose money? And how much do you have to lose until it really feels painful? You can only answer that question. So define your risk tolerance. What's your downside? We all want to go up, sure, but what's the downside? What are your needs? What are your income needs going to be right now? 10 years from now, 15 years from now, if that's when you're going to retire, what do you actually need to hit your bank account every 2 weeks? You can't afford to get this wrong. And what are your overall objectives for your money? What do you want to have it do for you? What are you trying to do with your life? Do you want to take a big trip to Alaska? Maybe you want to fly to a different state and see your son or daughter and spend some time with them. Can't stay with them. I mean, come on, get real. So you're going to have to pay for a Airbnb. It'll be fun. You can rent a car and have some fun. Anyway, your plan should also spell out things like, if you're going to hire an advisor, what is he or she going to do for you? Be clear about that. You're paying them a fee. Are they actually helping you? Are they doing anything? I had that again this week. This was a really great week. We had a lot of people we saw. And one of the folks said to me, You know what? They don't do anything. That's why I'm taking it back. What are you going to do? And of course, we're happy to show them. Because they should be doing things for you. They should be helping you. That's what you pay them for. And the agreement that you sign should say that. Should say how much you're going to pay them and what are they doing for you. Now, it also should be transferable. A lot of people don't think about this. What if your spouse passes away? Or what if something else happened? I mean, these things happen all the time. So your plan should be transferable, meaning that if you're not around, if that income stops, that plan's got to go on. And you should be able to show that in the plan. Because when these things happen, bad things happen if you're not ready. Just that simple. And I see that all the time. So the other thing you need to think about is the budget. And let me start with this. Just let's be simple here. I'm not trying to make this complicated. You need to give each dollar that you receive a job. Give your dollar a job. What do I mean by that? You have expenses each and every month. And the first person I want you to pay every month going forward, starting today, is yourself. You need to put money in either a 401k, a Roth IRA, or even a retirement or savings account on the first of the month starting Monday. If you haven't done it yet this year, I want you to do it. I don't care how much it is. I want you to put something away. Now, next month, set it up on autopilot so it happens again. After you pay yourself, then you pay your taxes. Then you pay your mortgage. Then you pay your food bill, your utilities, your car payment. Without this rule, that rule number one, here's what happens. You see a $5,000 account balance sitting in your bank. And you get the false idea that you're flush with cash and you go out for sushi at your city's finest for about $135. A few days later, some bills come in, like that tax payment you forgot about, and it was worse than you thought, and now you're feeling the pinch. You sell off some of your investments, or worse, you may borrow against the equity line or put some more on the card to cover the expense. With rule number one, you have $5,000 in your checking account. You give each of those dollars a job by dividing the $5,000 into categories that you've laid out again on your piece of paper. $500 into the 401k, $1,000 to taxes, $2,000 to the mortgage, $800 to the food bill, $550 for the car payment and insurance. You got the idea? Your friend again invites you to go out to get some sushi. You look at your account balance and you say, you know, that's a ton of money, but I can't afford that. How about we spend $15 and get a pizza and you come over? How's that? Your bills arrive a few days later and you're all set. Good work, private. That's the way you handle that one. Now, I know this is tough and this is the time of year that you're thinking about getting it together. So climbing the rope ladder, I don't care how fit you are, you're moving around. You're shaking those muscles. You're trying to get up that ladder. I understand it. And it's tough. And I'm going to throw you a line right now. Since 2017 was such a strong year for the market, what should you be doing with your gains right now? Second, how do you maximize every single nickel of savings that you just received from this new tax bill? Are you tired of feeling like you're walking in sludge when this stuff comes out and you don't know what to do? Third, what gaping holes right now or other critical mistakes are you making right now that can cost you big time when it matters the most? In my office right here in Oakland, we have a CPA. We have estate planning attorneys and financial advisors who work as a team with you to help you through these types of decisions and this type of planning. You can get started right now with my personalized Protect Your Assets Life Plan. There's no cost or obligation, so you have absolutely nothing to lose. In this customized analysis, you're going to discover how do you protect the profits you just made while at the same time minimizing your risk. Also, what are some strategies you can use right now to convert those savings? Again, I saw this week. People with just big bucks sitting in the bank earning nothing. How do you convert that into earning something or into some sort of an income plan that can sustain you for the rest of your life? How do you avoid the retirement tax trap that could needlessly cost you thousands in taxes, penalties, and fees, And how do you protect everything you worked for from the surprising cost of health care or long-term care if it hits you and your family? Well, you can learn all about this through our Protect Your Assets Life Plan. This analysis is suited for people who are recently retired or within 10 years of retiring have saved at least $300,000 for retirement. What you learn in this one meeting could change everything for you. So to get yours, you got to be one of the first 10 callers right now to this number, 888-588-5818. Again, that number is 888-588-5818. Get your boot camp starter kit. Give us a call right now. They're standing by live. Again, 888-588-5818. Coming up next, there is a system called Systematics of Returns. And as you start to retire, if you get caught in this trap, you could literally run out of money. So we're going to talk about how you can avoid that and what you need to know about sequence of returns. When we come back, I'm going to tell you how to address that. Keep it right here. You're listening to The Sandman on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818.
You will not laugh. You will not cry. You will learn by the numbers. I will teach you. Now get up. Get on your feet. Yeah, yeah.
Don't let the economy burst your bubble. Call the Liberty Group right now to review your retirement assets, learn how to minimize market risk, and to create a comprehensive income strategy for your retirement. The number to call is 888-588-5818 to set up your personal appointment. That's 888-588-5818. Or just sit back and enjoy more of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Sorry, I'm just jamming out here. Okay, I'm back. Are you ready to make some big changes in 2018? I know you are. Today is the financial boot camp, and we're having a lot of fun here helping you get your planning together and learning five simple steps that we use with our very own clients to get your financial track in order and ring in this new year with a bang. These tips are designed to help you get clear on your mission. And so that's why I'm calling it a boot camp, because I know this is tough. This is not easy work. And just because I say this, and I am so calm about it, you just need to do it. So just action creates action. Motion creates motion. So just get up and do something. And I started out by saying you could sit down with a piece of paper and a pen and just start writing down some of these ideas I'm talking about right now. In fact, if you just tuned in, you can pull over the side of the road and you can pull out your phone and hit record, and here you go. Just start writing some of this stuff down, because that will help you at least make some kind of a change. So first of all, my rule number three is you got to stay positive and adjust. And what does that mean? When you overspend in a budget or you do something that you realize later was a mistake, you get hard on yourself and you may make changes and say you don't need a plan at all. And let me give you an analogy. Let's say you planned a weekend beach trip with your kids, and the day turns out to be a rainy and cold day, which today I don't think is going to happen. I think the sun's coming out. I'm seeing it. But what if that was your day today? Do you still go to the beach and get rained on? No, of course you don't do that. When circumstances change, you change your plan. Your budget's no different. So if you overspend on something or you made a mistake, don't beat yourself up. This is a new year. It's a time to start all over again. And so go back and listen to my last segment. You'll get a couple ideas there that can help you get started. But again, don't beat yourself up. Now, before the break, I was talking about something called sequence of returns. And this is where a lot of people get into trouble when they start to think about retirement, or they're even in retirement. And this is a big risk that exists inside your accounts that you may never even heard about. And this is very real. So here's how this works. First of all, you've got risk exposure in your portfolio as you start to take money out of your portfolio. Those are called sequencing of returns. And during the first few years of retirement, this is so important because you need income. And those assets you saved have to produce that income consistently, reliably, every month for you to live on. Just seems to make sense. But right now with markets so high, what if something changed? We all remember what 2008 felt like, and we all know inevitably it's coming at some point. So one of the biggest risks that you face in retirement is this. It's called sequence of return risk. You can write this down. And this is better known as timing risk. And what it refers to is when someone retires and their paycheck goes away and they're asked to start recreating that, and then a market cycle happens that's not very good, and this causes you to have to withdraw money from your principal balance, not your income, your principal. And this can be very, very negative.
Everybody dance now.
All right. So in this example, I'm going to give you a $100,000 investment, and we're going to put it in two different portfolios. And let's assume you are retiring now. And in both portfolios, we withdraw $5,000 per year, and we're going to inflate that at 3%. Now, both portfolios earn 6.5% over the next 20 years. But here's what happens in portfolio A. The first 4 years are negative types returns. And, you know, I have the numbers here. They're -9, -7, -3, and then -2. In portfolio B, the first 4 years are positive returns. In fact, the first one's 25, sounds familiar, 23, 18, and 13. But here's what happens. By year 20, portfolio A has run out of money, while portfolio B still has about $87,000 in it. So there's a huge differentiation between the two portfolios, all driven by withdrawal strategies and how this worked in their overall plan. Now, that's why you've got to be extremely aware of how sequencing of returns works. And I know that this can be somewhat overwhelming because it's just not that simple. And you may be asking yourself right now, well, how do I deal with this? You probably have a lot of questions right now about the new tax law or where the market's heading. And you're wondering what moves, if any, you should be making right now to preserve and protect what you've worked so hard for. Obviously, this is complicated. And you need to make sure you talk to qualified, knowledgeable professionals before you make any sort of a move. That's why it makes a lot of sense to meet with our team, who looks at these types of things every single day. Now, on your team, I don't know who you have working with you. Maybe you have an attorney. Maybe you have a financial advisor. Maybe you have a tax person. But do they all sit in the same office together? And if not, why not? Well, the traditional model was just built that way. People went and got education and did their own job, and then all of a sudden you wind up with them. They don't necessarily all talk to each other, and that can be very dangerous. So in our office, the way that we deal with it, we're a little different, is we have all those folks in one place. And we work together as a team. We like to sit down around the table with our clients and talk to them about what these decisions make. In fact, yesterday we had an 87-year-old gal in here who is still very much with it, running her own program, managing her real estate. And she was asking more questions than her kids were. And her kids are very savvy people. But this gal, you know, she's still very sharp. And she was asking a lot of good questions. We kept telling her, look, there's no such thing as a bad question. If it's in your mind, if you don't understand something, ask the question, because then you're going to feel better about the decision that you make. You're more informed. So one way to avoid something like the sequence of return, because it is dangerous. People literally can run out of money when they're in retirement, and there's nothing worse, is to develop your own plan. And so we call this here the Protect Your Assets Life Plan. And in this plan, you're going to learn what steps do you need to be taking right now to protect all these gains you've made this past year? Also, what about this new tax law? This is important, and there is areas where you could take advantage of it, but maybe you don't even know about it. And guess what? By the time you find out, it might be too late. So what should you be doing right now? These are all really good questions. You can get answers to these questions. If you've saved at least $300,000, say in a 401k, IRA, brokerage, add them all up together. Maybe you have some money at the bank. Just add it all up together. And if you meet that minimum, then here's what you do. Pick up the phone right now. And for the first 10 callers here, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do for you your very own Protect Your Assets Life Plan. This is serious. And this is not going to cost you anything, but you have to take action. Call this number, 888-588-5818. Again, that's 888-588-5818. You can pick up the phone right now, talk to a member of my team. It's for the first 10 callers. So call this number once again, 888-588-5818 to request your own personal meeting right now. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about my next step here, which is a very big one. You may have worked at different jobs all over town, and you have 401k here and an IRA account over there, and you're wondering, is that a big deal? Particularly under some of these new rules. What should you be thinking about, and how can this affect you if you don't do something right? When I come back, we're going to get into that and give you some ideas on how you might think about setting up your investments for this particular year. It is 2018 overall. You are listening to the Protect Your Assets Show. I am David Hollander. I'm the Sandman, and we're going to be right back.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818.
I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to volunteer my leadership to this platoon. An army without leaders is like a foot without a big toe.
And David Hollander
isn't always going to be there to be that big toe for us. I think that we owe a big round of applause to our newest, bestest buddy in Big Toe.
The Sandman. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. The Sandman and his team are dedicated to tailoring an income strategy to protect your assets and create income you can never outlive. Call right now for your no-obligation lifetime retirement plan at 888-588-5818.
Tax reform. Tax reform. It's been touted as a big game changer for American businesses and taxpayers. But is it going to deliver as promised? And could the new tax laws be loaded with surprises that could impact your bank account? Because after all, this law is going to sunset in 2025. And there's some new provisions in there that actually take away some of the write-offs that you've been accustomed to using. And this will have an impact on your overall savings habits. So how do you take advantage of the opportunities available within what's been called the largest tax change since Reagan? Well, there's two ways to do that. First and foremost, next week on the 11th in Santa Clara, we're going to be doing a workshop, and it's about how to survive in this new tax environment. And so if you want to go to that, you can go to our website, libertygroupllc.com, click on the workshops tab, and then you can register right there, and you'll see there's different events weeks thereafter. But also you can tune into the show next weekend, because we're going to be talking about 10 ways the new tax laws are going to impact your bank account. And you want to learn about how to deal with that. So we're going to get into that. Next, do you want to learn about how to reduce your risk? Well, we're going to talk about that here in the next position here, because we're getting ready to talk about your investments. And today's a boot camp, so we're going through that. But first, I want to wish happy birthday. I got a few here today. Cindy Myers, Beverly Morgan, Jermaine Hoag, and Don Harold. Don Harold and David Plessis, Dr. David Plessis. Happy birthday to all of you. Hope you guys have a great birthday week, and take it easy there, all right, Dave? Okay. So anyway, happy birthday to everybody, and want to save tens of thousands of dollars, even as much as $100,000 in retirement income? I'm not talking about your Social Security, although that is a good one to think about. Pay yourself first. That's the strategy I want you to think about now for 2018. Pay yourself first, not Uncle Sam, not the FTB, Franchise Tax Board, not your son. Pay yourself first.
You can't handle the truth.
How do you do that? Well, on Monday, here's what I want you to do. You're going to go to your benefits department and you're going to tell them to have money withheld from your paycheck and deposit into your 401k. Now, if you don't have one of those, or if you're already doing that, then you can put some additional funds into a fixed indexed universal life policy if you have a life insurance need. This is something else that you can do to accumulate funds that could also have a life insurance benefit or a death benefit if something happened to you. And if you live, tax-free income when you get ready to retire. If you don't have something like that or you're not sure about that, you can also set up a direct deposit into a Roth IRA. You can call your HR and ask them to increase your contribution rate to these plans by, say, 2% of your salary. That would be a great way to kick off the year. Try that, 2% of your salary. Once you set the plan in motion, your tendency to procrastinate and not make it happen will not hurt you because you've already put this in place. So make sure it's automatic. Make sure you do it. And some companies will actually automatically increase your savings rates on behalf of you if you, say, get a bonus or some other sort of increase in income. And so if you do that, tell them that you'd like to contribute that to your plan until you max out. Those are really great ways to pay yourself first and not forget about doing that, because I know we all have a tendency to do those sort of things. Now, what else can you do? Well, the other thing I want you to think about right now has to do with consolidating your accounts. And I see this all the time. Saw this a lot this week. Throughout the course of your life, you have different jobs and you accumulate different accounts all over the place. Like you have a 401k here and you have a 401k at that previous job. And maybe you have an IRA at this bank and you have a CD over here and a savings account. You know what I'm talking about. Lots of accounts, and it's good. You're saving money. I want to encourage you to do that. But it's time consuming to try and manage all of those accounts. And as you decide this year to take better control of your financial life, you should make the decision to consolidate where it's possible. So let's say you had 15 different accounts with 7 different brokerage firms. Is that really worth your time? Of course not. I know you're taught not to keep all your eggs in one basket, and of course that makes sense, but this can also hurt your overall returns. Because how many advisors are you actually working with, and are they working together? How many different custodians are keeping your money, and what rules will they force on you when it comes time to start withdrawing your money? Or if you're not able to, your spouse wants to. What are they going to make him or her go through to get to your money to pay your bills? These are real questions. How many retirement accounts do you have? Because remember, you've got to consolidate all those and you got to figure out what your required minimum distribution is from all of them, not just 2 or 3 of them. And when your advisor is trying to help you and you don't tell him or her what accounts down the street and how much is in it, they can't do their job. And then you're really hurting yourself. So one of the things you really should think about this year is consolidating your accounts. And it's not too difficult to do. It's actually quite simple. So write that down on your list. Consolidation. Next, the other thing you should think about is risk. And a lot of you right now don't really know or understand what your risk tolerance is. How much risk are you actually taking with your current investments at the current inflated rate that they are at? Do you know? You need to get a true risk assessment done by programs that exist out there, where you can have an advisor help you use this analytical software to help you measure what's your current risk. And is this something that's appropriate for you? What's your particular tolerance for risk? How much downside can you experience before you say, ow, stop it, it's enough? Because in these markets, you know how quick they move. It just happens and that's it. So optimize this by making the appropriate changes after you go through some sort of a program that uses analytical software to see how your entire portfolio is invested. And by doing that, you can figure out what kind of risk you should be taking right now. Because here's another analogy. We've done pretty well with the market so far. Seems like just about everyone you talk to has done fairly well, has made money, even though they didn't think about it. And that's because of passive investment. A lot of you just threw money into indexes that didn't really have any active management or brain behind it. And it was just going along, going up. And that's fine. But this year is going to be more difficult. This is going to be a good year But I think active managers will outperform passive because you're going to have to get into things that have better value. A lot of stocks right now are overvalued, overpriced, or relatively priced. But there's still some good values on things that aren't. And so how do you identify that? That's what an active manager does. They figure out where the spots are, and they try and get you involved in that. So that's something you want to think about as you get into this new year. And so ask yourself the question, is your coach showing you how to navigate through these types of decisions? And if not, why not? The real question you need to ask yourself, and I really don't care how much money you have, is how much spendable income can your overall plan produce in up and down markets? Because that can vary widely. We see people all the time with different portfolios, and depending on how the market performs, once you start withdrawing from that, if you're not on top of that for something to produce reliable, consistent income tax efficiently for the rest of your life, then what? And I got this from Professor, he's a Nobelist, Merton of MIT. He says, you need to be thinking about these types of questions right now while you're still working, because income planning is entirely different than growing your money or saving for retirement. According to Professor Merton, the advice that got you to this point isn't the type of advice that's going to get you through retirement successfully. So it makes a lot of sense right now to get a checkup and to meet with our team of experts here at the Liberty Group to figure out how you can do this. With our personalized Protect Your Assets Life Plan, my team will help coach you through making the right decisions with your assets and turning those into income as you try to visualize what's the next phase of your life. What are you going to be doing? Take the first step right now and get independent advice about what you need to retire the way you always dreamed about. If you've saved at least $300,000 in multiple accounts, you can add them up together. Remember, we're consolidating this morning. Then pick up the phone right now, and for the first 10 callers, you can have your very own personalized Protect Your Assets Life Plan created just for you by my team. This is complimentary, but you have to call this number, 888-588-5818. Again, that number is 888-588-5818. Chances are you're going to learn something of value from our group. We have a CPA, estate planning attorneys, and a team of financial planners all in one office waiting to talk to you right now. So pick up the phone, 888-588-5818. I'd like to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team today for putting together a fantastic boot camp. My executive producer, Anthony Kojikari, network manager, Kevin Renfer, of course, my gracious hosts back in the studio, and all the folks here, Nico and Stan, for answering the phone, because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You've been listening to the Protect Your Assets show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. I'm David Hollander, the Sandman. Have a great weekend. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818. We hope you enjoyed the show, and more importantly, we hope you learned something valuable. We'll be back next week at the same time, same place.
All calls have been screened. Callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence, and that legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Callers should not provide their full names while on the air. The views expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views of the station. Proper advice depends on complete analysis of all the facts and circumstances.
The information given on this program is in the nature of general financial comment and cannot be relied upon as pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent, number 0B48569.
Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions.
The preceding program is being paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not necessarily represent those of the station or its ownership.